Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to episode 210 of the Optic Podcast, brought to you by Factor and Cash App, and I'll tell you a little bit more about them later on this podcast. We have the usual suspects. We got Middle Red, we got Little Red, we got my man Money Biscuit, and we got Big Optic X here. What's up with it, man?
What's up with it, man?
What's up with that fucking,
straight out the fucking
game
dungeon,
five
Durant.
Round 11, yo?
Hector was making me fucking whatever. He was like, I'm not tweaking. He was like, he dropped his laptop, and I'm like, Hector's tweaking. He's like, I'm not tweaking.
Hey, listen, when we're in the middle of war, I'm not tweaking, even if I am. But afterwards, I'll tell you, I was tweaking.
He dropped his laptop twice, Map 5.
Yeah, I did.
Twice. That was lit. Bro, I remember it was, I was watching the watch party, and it was like round 3 of the Map 5 or whatever. And Hex got like super hype, and I think, I don't know if you were the only one who caught it, but you were like, you got hype. Like, he was like it was like so genuine.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, you got hype, huh?
It was, bro, I saw that. I was like, is anyone going to point that out? I was like, that was like such a genuine reaction of just like a fucking nerdgasm. I was like, I'm glad someone called
it. I had to call him out on it. And then he got tight that I called him out. That's what it was. I didn't say you tweak it. I said, you got hype, huh?
And I was like, no, I wasn't. It's in the middle of war, man. The game wasn't over yet.
Because usually Hector, any other matches, he's usually sitting there. Yeah. He'll crack his jokes, you know. He'll, but then he's just sitting there. Like, everyone's like, is Hector
was
asleep?
Locked in.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes 5-1, 5-2, 5-3.
Bro, to be fair, like, it didn't matter who we were playing against. If it's a round, if our team is a game 5 round 11,
oh, yeah,
1v2, if you didn't get hype,
oh no, that's
like, yeah, and no matter who we're, if you don't get hype off that, you're not
a Call of Duty player.
Our reaction, like, collectively was like, it was hype.
Yeah, I almost felt like Riley could have,
like, this gives me,
like,
there should be
don't get up.
Oh my god. I was jumping, dude. I could not. I don't remember jumping, bro. Like, afterwards.
Yeah, you were jumping with joy, dude.
Yeah, bro. We all, like, think about the amount of energy. Like, we all got up.
Y'all didn't.
I was jumping. I cannot. I don't remember jumping in joy like that.
Y'all didn't hear him at all?
Yeah, I did, huh?
Y'all didn't hear him at all?
No. I told Riley to turn it up because we could hear the thieves guys.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
The door was closed.
I told Riley, turn that shit up so we don't get the fucking round 11
ruined. I just thought there would
be
like timing because it's S&D, so like it's going to be a little quiet.
I thought I heard the thieves yell, and I was like, fuck, we lost. Oh. And then that happened, so I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
I thought I heard the thieves during it, but it might have been us.
I didn't want to hear.
Like, very, very faintly.
Yeah, we're going to have to put some, like, soundproofing.
No, the door was closed. We didn't hear them. We only heard him when the door was open. But
we just need to turn it up.
Because
like,
when I ran over here.
The doors.
No, it was. Yeah, listen, when I got done jumping, I put my laptop down in the coffee table, and then I ran over here, and I couldn't hear them. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I pulled up, and the door was closed, and I'm banging on the fuck on those windows. I'm like, bop, bop. They're like, what the fuck? I was like, let's fucking go.
Yeah, that was so hype, man. What a crazy day. I mean, obviously, I'm an Eagles fan, too, so watching that, and then it was like that, round 11, comeback, and then the Eagles had like 2 minutes left. Rams have the ball down 6. So I was like, I was freaking the fuck out.
Oh, my God. You saw all the Ravens.
Mark Andrews,
Yeah. The whole
Well, I had to text you after that Lamar died. That was bro.
Dude, that shit was insane.
Oh my god. I can't. It was the I don't know what the fuck happened.
It was a good,
it looked crazy. He caught it like as he was falling.
Are we allowed
like
to pull that NFL up on here?
Yeah. As long as it's not like live during the game, you can joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a crazy Sunday, man. What a match.
Yeah, I'm actually happy that Nick didn't want to show up to the podcast, to the watch party on Sunday.
No, I got a chance. It wasn't Nick. It was
No, but he was there Saturday. He's like, I might come back tomorrow. I mean, he's right there asking.
No, I said I can't come back tomorrow because Krim's on. Then I woke up and you took my fucking spot.
It was supposed to be.
I could have went on the viral clip.
Yeah.
Well, it was supposed to be Krim, and then we.
Yeah, Matt, what's up, Matt? Yeah, Matt's here. Matt, you filmed the podcast with us
last
week.
We had no idea we had a raise. We had
you
no
didn't
idea
know Krim had a raise? What's going on? Why you put him on the schedule?
I don't think it's Matt.
It was Matt.
Graham.
I just asked Matt right now. I'm like, Matt, who does the schedule? Nah, he's in a collection of people.
Everyone was cooking us because we literally talked about it on the podcast. Yeah. And I was like, dude, sometimes like I want. It's just
no,
one
exactly.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't remember every little detail.
No,
yeah, me either.
Because we have like we have a lot of things going on to begin with, but like today we are letting you guys know that the major two tickets go on sale this weekend, which is a day after tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
And then that's just like one part of like a broader hour-long conversation. So like the details that we give you sometimes, like I knew that Krim was going to race that weekend and I saw him on the schedule and didn't think twice of it. I'm like, is he coming back from Daytona? Like
I thought
it was
done
a weekend. Yeah,
Saturday,
same. Yeah, yeah,
and
same.
Then back.
The thing is, doesn't Krim get the schedule and just reply like, oh, no, I'm not going to be here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't think.
He just ignored it.
I don't know.
Everybody
should.
I'm
going to start doing that.
Hector filled in.
Yeah, yeah.
It all worked
out.
And
it worked out because I would not have rather been in a different place. The feeling that I had on that chair versus the feeling that I would have had on my corduroy lazy
boy.
Fucking corduroy,
yeah,
fucking beanbag.
Right around
jealous
the corner from McAlpin.
Right at the corner of McAlpin and fucking Russell Drive, boy. Yeah, no, it was a good weekend. I mean, everybody was hyped, it seemed like. I think it wasn't just us. I think it was like everyone. Think about how hype we got. Think about how hype we got when fucking Simp had that fucking, that 1v4.
Yeah.
Like, I got hyped for that. That's not even my team, and they weren't playing against a team that I, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was good. What were you saying, Nick?
Oh, I was like, yeah, that's just good COD. It doesn't even matter if it's your team or not. That's just, I mean, especially just, I mean, even, not to be a negative Nancy, but I see the 1v2. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, of course. Of fucking course. And then like, right when they're about to turn the corner, he starts getting up. Yeah, again, I'm like, fuck, man. Yeah. But then he somehow pulls it off. Shit was insane. I wish I was here just fucking chilling in the background.
Dude, think about it. Go play it again, man, and look at Call of Duty timing working as it always fucking does. Luckily, he caught a whip because he was on his way. Look, he's been staring. He's like, all
right,
they're not coming. I'm going to get up.
Right
oh,
when
shit
he gets up one kill.
Yes, exactly.
Bro, who what was that? That was Ghosty?
No, it was Dylan.
Yeah.
And it was his birthday.
We did wish.
Sorry,
oh, yeah, we said that.
We feel for you, man.
I said, I hope he has the worst birthday between 3 and 5 p.m. But aside from that, I hope he has the best fucking birthday.
And he did, yeah.
We feel for you, Dylan.
It ended at, I think, 4:58 or something like that.
Bro, I swear Dylan got taller. Every time I see him in the fucking hallway now.
Yeah.
He's a
dude's
monster.
Like
he's
6'4".
He's a growing
now
boy.
Like,
so
what the fuck? I swear me and him were like the same height when he was on Optic. Yeah. Now the motherfucker's just massive.
But I feel like also it was like, obviously, there's been like some turmoil at the start of the year for the team. So for them to come out, play Thieves, which everyone has is like one of the top teams, if not the top team right now.
Yeah.
It's like, it just felt good, man. It felt good to see him get a win against like a top team like that, especially in that fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just huge, man. It was fucking fire.
Yeah, we haven't played FaZe yet, right? Was that our first big three matchup?
Yeah, we haven't played.
No, we play Ultra. We haven't played Ultra.
No, we haven't played Ultra.
We played Ultra this Sunday.
Yeah, we play Ultra on Sunday, and that's for the first seed, I think, for the major.
That's going to be lit.
Yeah, win, and we're first seed. Oh. FaZe, I don't think we've played FaZe yet. Maybe we did at the Kayson land, but I don't think we have during
I mean,
the actual CDL.
The CDL.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a big fucking win. Yeah.
I keep up,
especially
but I don't
big
fucking
win
memorize
for Luke
them
as well.
Yeah, we didn't play the
big three.
Yeah,
I will say, if we take the sample size as to who has predicted I got to be at the top as the best predictor in Optic, 100%.
I think I went 0-3.
All right, so Sunday, LA Thieves, Optic Texas.
We're the very last match on Sunday. We only play once this weekend.
God damn it.
I'm sick this Friday. Fuck yeah.
Oh, and then look at that. FaZe Optic, first match for us in our Major 2 quals. Damn, our Major 2 schedule is hard. Holy shit. We play FaZe, Carolina, Minnesota, Toronto, and then Thieves.
Heretics. Yeah.
I mean, Miami's not bad either.
Kind of the group.
That's a hard schedule.
Hey, listen, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one to watch, though.
Fuck yeah.
Fun split to watch into our Major.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
No, I think we're in for an exciting up-and-coming 2 weekends of just fucking blasting. And by that, I mean excitement.
Yeah, we got back-to-back. Well, this is the final weekend of regular season, or Major 1 qualifiers, so there's going to be a lot of like tiebreakers, when you're in, lose, you're out type matches this weekend. And then next weekend's the Major, so. Finally a Major. I feel like it's been too long.
What are you going to do? You're going to be driving up here every night? Every morning, I mean? Because it starts early.
Yeah, it's going to start at like 7, 8. Maybe 9 at the latest, maybe.
Oh, you shit. Say
I mean, house? I got options, baby.
Yeah, I got a room upstairs.
I got options.
Yeah,
I got
it's going to be early start. I'm sure Zinni's already going to try to stay with me for maybe at least a couple days. Because waking up, I mean, you got to be up like, what, 5, get ready, drive down here. The matches start at 7?
Yeah.
I mean, you,
I can
be
get
up,
your, you want me to get your hotel?
You got to be up at like 5:30.
Listen, the dogs will bark at your ass and won't let you sleep.
I put them in the Garage Mahal with no heat.
Nah, the Garage Mahal has heat, first of all. It just doesn't have warm water.
Oh, I can sleep there, yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, why are you hating?
Why are you hating the
I should have known.
I also heard yesterday Shotzi on stream said they were supposed to stream scrims today, but apparently they're blacklisted for one day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because of the snaking.
Yeah.
Which I thought it was a little bit soft. I totally get it. It's against the rules.
Yes.
So they got to punish him in some way.
Of course.
But he pumped 3 times.
Did he kill no one?
Pretty sure it was off the start of the game. I'd have to go back and really watch it.
Listen, you look at what. Listen, and I'm. I don't want to bring up any old shit, especially with Sib, who's a cool dude, in my opinion. But like the difference between Sib's head glitching under the what do you call it? Under the behind the car.
Lambo.
That was fucking snaking.
Yeah, that was snaking.
That was like 8 pumps.
That was fucking criminal, huh?
That was like 8 pumps.
Yeah.
The Sib one.
And then
if it's not like game changing, it's like I don't get it.
It was a weird angle though.
Listen, if I'm Octane, I'm not paying this scum shit.
He did through the wall. He couldn't tell like if he was getting shot at.
You bullied him and shit? How you bullied me?
Yeah, so this is the clip we're talking about. So he throws one
pump. Two.
Throws two.
Two.
And then that's like kind of like a half snake. So I don't know. It's
you can wallbang now.
It's only one day, though. What was the score? Can you show the score?
And let me guess.
They zoom in on the
they
fucking
probably
snake.
Kill
what
us,
the
and
score?
They still. They probably killed him right there, and then they still can't scream. Like, what?
Can you go back to the start of the video? I think it might have showed it there.
Yeah. Nah, it's too zoomed in.
Yeah, but see, he was fighting someone, though.
Like, what? This is the clip they I need to see.
The time, which rotation,
exactly.
How much time left?
Did he
Who
die
did he kill?
After?
Did he die?
Kill anyone?
Yeah, maybe he did.
Was
three
he
shot
at?
Go
the
back to where that scoreboard is, Matt. Like,
so then he
right,
went down,
like 2 seconds.
Up and he's like, I don't know, man.
Like right
Ooh.
There.
Oh yeah. Try to.
Ooh.
Oh, does it show anything?
Hold on. Try to pause it real quick.
Okay. Well.
Like, what if he got in a fight with someone, killed him on his third pump?
Oh yeah. So it's at the start of the game, unless the scoreboard's fucked up. It is at the very start of the game. So. I don't know. They gave him one day, apparently. I don't know if that's for sure, but
that was a weird
I bet you
that
they're all like,
show,
yo, do this
anyways.
Shit again so we can get another day off and shit.
That's what Shotzi was like, this came at the perfect time. My sleep schedule's fucked up, so I'm going to just take the day and get back to it Wednesday.
That's good.
Congrats, you helped us. And Rooks.
Rooks.
Don't you get it? You got to time these?
Yeah, like, idiots. Like, don't save the clip. Bring it up when 2 days before the major.
Champs or something.
Before champs, bring up a clip in January.
But yeah, Call of Duty is obviously in a rough spot right now, but I feel like, see, it's in a rough spot. Obviously, the game is probably in the worst state it's ever been, but shit like that still is fire, man.
Yeah.
I gotta see it.
Let the record show that Nick was here on time and wanted to go to the bathroom, but the bathroom was occupied. They had three people in there cleaning the urinals because they look like chia pets. They had butter in them. They had
ew.
They had Brillo pad. Fucking, oh. You know what I'm saying?
Ew, dude.
Yeah, ew indeed. Bose, walk me through what it was like to land in El Salvador. Because you didn't land in
the city. I mean, I was only there for like an hour.
Oh, and then in the you airport. Flew?
Yeah, it was like a connecting flight. But
those tell me about Guatemala then. I've never been.
I landed in El Salvador, and then I got off the plane, got into the airport. Like, my terminal was right there, my connecting one, like, literally as soon as I got off. And then there was, like, a little security search right there. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, shit. Yo, that's fire.
Dude, this is, I hope that one day you guys would allow me to take you fishing at a lake like this one, but more beautiful.
Yeah, it looks like Hawaii, kind of.
I will say that this is actually a fucking gorgeous view. And if I ever have a chance of fishing that lake for some largemouth bass.
Yeah.
Colombia's got some dope-ass lakes, too. What?
No, I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, I got there. It was like an hour drive from the airport to get to where I was.
You was tweaking?
It was dark out, so I was kind of like already tired and shit. I get to the little town or whatever, go to the hotel. I'm like praying. I put the key in. I got the Flintstone key. I'm like, bro. Yeah, I'm like, Jesus, bro. Open the door. The hotel's nice. No air, though.
No air?
They got a corner, a fan in the corner. I was like, all right, whatever.
A fan?
Yeah. And at night, during the day, it was like 75. At night, it was like 50. So I would crack the door, around the balcony. It was cool, but
letting spiders in and shit?
Fire food. I thought about it like 2 days into my trip. Everything was going good. And then I randomly thought about it. I was like, fuck.
Big ass spiders.
I'm like, they were, I wonder, like,
this under one of them creeps up, you wake up, it's sitting on your chest.
I cracked the door open. I'm like, fuck. I did think about it though.
See, but I would never do that. And like, I would never do that there.
Everything was going good until it crossed my mind, though.
Iguanas and shit. You know what's in there.
See, I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of iguanas.
No, I'm not afraid of them.
I have an issue with them, even though like I've come to the conclusion that they are here to help, and I haven't killed one in at least 4 years. No bullshit. What?
But they had mad random dogs, like so many stray dogs.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like everywhere. All of they're all friendly and shit. I was at the bar drinking, like, afterwards, we were all leaving and shit, and two dogs started going at it, and, like, crowd of people, like, breaking up the dogs.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
The food was fire, though. Every morning, I would just wake up and go somewhere new.
What kind of food?
I mean, tacos, I had nachos, I was trying everything, wings, like, I had to try their shit, like, I had to try steak, I just wanted to try their quality of, like, food. This shit was all fire.
Dude, we
I
gotta
had
go.
Chicken tenders, teriyaki chicken, I'm like...
You was in heaven?
Was it like a resort? Or was it like...
Nah, it was in Antigua. It's like a super small, like, city.
Okay. Wait, Antigua's on an island?
Nah, Antigua, Guatemala. That's where it was.
Is it on Antigua on an island? Damn, anyway, that's crazy. I mean, you were there. What the fuck?
Guatemala.
Let's take a trip, man, with the IRL backpack.
And whatever you have is times 7.5 there. So, everything's cheap.
That's what I'm saying, man. If
Scump in Guatemala.
Ooh. That shit was fun. I'm not gonna lie.
Crazy.
You'd be a king.
Bro, what? Look at that.
Bro, just wake up in the morning, walk around.
Well,
this was where you're at,
it's
right here.
It's illegal there, right? Weed?
No.
Weed's legal?
Like, it's not illegal, but like, if they were telling me, like, basically, if you live there and they catch you, like, just smoking outside, like, randomly, they could do something. But if you're a tourist, they want you to, like, come back and, like, they're not going to. But they said if they have the opportunity, they might, though. They could fuck with you. Bro.
Try to get a little. Give me a little 100 piece.
If I was a cop and I caught somebody.
It costs
like,
$1,000, like.
U.S. dollars to.
Smoke? Like,
just a fine?
Get up out of jam.
Oh,
get up
out the jam. Fuck.
But
that's a lot.
Bro, I'd be abusing that.
I pulled up to my hotel one night late, and the guy was like, yeah, just knock. I was like, all right. So I knocked. It lets me in. The night before I was supposed to leave, I pull up at like 2 a.m. I'm knocking.
Wait, where are you coming from at 2 a.m.?
Or 1 a.m. That's when like the bars closed.
Two, anything after 12, where were you at?
That's when the bars closed.
Oh, wait, you were at the bars and shit?
Yeah.
Going wild?
Solo or with everybody?
Like with everyone.
Oh, okay.
But like, it's cool. There's some after hour spots out there, but like, it's literally like a store with favorite. A back door and
a patio.
Yeah. But I pull up, I'm banging on the door for like an hour. No one's coming to answer. I'm like, bro, there's no way this happened. Like, no way I'm locked out of my hotel.
Your
How
flight's
does that
in the morning?
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck it. I start knocking on the balcony windows and shit.
No.
And no one was coming out. I wouldn't have either. Then finally, I saw the little police coming down the street. I'm like, fuck it. We should flag them down. I mean, I'm like, I'm showing them my phone. I'm like, this is where I'm staying. I show them my balcony. Another 20 minutes go by. Makes like a few phone calls. The guy comes in the back, opens the door. I'm like,
the
guy was sleeping. Wake up. Like, I could have got fucking.
He was just sleeping.
Ripping
taken hostage.
Nah, you're American.
No. It's possible.
You think it's bad out there?
No, not in Antigua. Like, maybe if you like.
I'd burn the evidence fast as hell.
But yeah, we were just.
It felt safe out there?
No, it is. Antigua's safe as hell. Like, you'll have no problems out there.
I want to go on a trip.
It looks
man.
Like a cool little city.
Well,
nice, bro.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. In between the mountains, too, that's my total vibe.
Exactly. Yeah, that actually looks
that's a volcano.
That picture right there looks insane.
It's not my vibe.
Just
actually.
Surrounded by
that's
fucking
a volcano,
mountains.
Seth.
Yeah. Better hope that shit don't blow.
It has before. It's apparently like wiped them out.
Bro, what happened?
It's like Pompeii.
That used to be Guatemala City, and then they moved Guatemala City. Like out further, the main city, and then it made it Antigua
because it got demolished.
Yeah,
bro, look at the architecture anywhere that we go, and then what civilization has brought with fucking minimalism is the wackest shit that's ever existed.
So
much,
you think so?
Like cobblestone.
Yeah,
road,
what do you like this shit better?
Yes,
1000%.
Or is it because you don't get to see it? So when you do see
no,
it,
I do like
you
know, it better.
Oh, this is dope.
I mean,
it's different.
It's just
because I feel like if you come from a place like this and you go to New York City, you're fucking. This is amazing.
Well, New York City has good architecture though because it's an old city. You go to Boston, you still see cobblestones. So you go
Boston's fire.
Yeah,
oh, so fire.
Boston's one of my favorite cities.
You go to Chicago, you see architecture. Now you don't see just fucking boxes with no windows, and it's like. You know, like there has to be a little.
I don't know how true it is, but they were telling me like
the soul.
If you get a crib out there. And, like, you're living there, you need to, like, basically check in with the city before you could put nails in the wall and, like, do certain shit. Like, you can't just start painting and,
Well, you can't interfere with the architecture that's been there for a long time. So they'll let you do shit inside of the house to some extent, but not the external part of it. It's just like an HOA. But it's a city, COA.
I'm jealous,
city.
Man. That looks fire. And you were there
time.
For how long?
5 days, I think, bro. One state told me like, yeah, that's a volcano. They're like, one morning I woke up at like 6 a.m. I heard mad beeping and yay, and people like cars driving by. I'm like, nah, no way. Like, no.
I mean, how
shot.
Big of a like is that a big volcano? Like,
yeah,
would that shit fucking.
Yes. They like, there's a hike you can do. You go up at 12 a.m. Sleep till 2, do hike a little bit more, and at like 4 or 5 in the morning, you could see like lava coming out of it.
Oh, what
oh,
the fuck?
Shit. That'd be cool.
Is
like
that what it is right there?
Yeah.
Is
I'd like to see that live.
It's
like
a
that picture all the way to the left?
Volcano.
Yeah.
On that row?
It's
no,
a
bottom?
Monster.
Yeah, that
yeah
one.
That's like some movie shit. It looks like Thanos is about to come out of that.
Dude,
I wanted
if
to
I saw
feel
this live, I'd be like, man.
I wanted it to rain out there, storm. I wanted to see what that shit looked like. Apparently, it's like,
well, yeah.
It's just you're a monsoon.
Yeah.
It says a charming city with a dangerous side.
Woo! It's like my personality.
Alone.
But yeah, it was a good time, man.
That's fire.
It was so fun.
Dude, there's so many places with like I would never think of going to Guatemala. It's why is that so hard to say?
Guatemala.
I would never think of going there, and then you see pictures, and there's
Uber.
Probably... Fine. So many places like that.
They got Uber, all that.
With just fucking culture, soul, cool buildings and cities surrounded by waters and volcanoes.
Dude,
I just don't go anywhere.
Listen, the day that you guys want to and let me, I will take us to the best, most beautiful place on earth. We're going to catch fish. We're going to eat good. We're going to drink well.
Next
we're going to smoke chronic.
Oh. After major... one or whatever the fuck.
I almost broke last night. I almost had a glass of wine.
No, why?
I almost had a glass of wine. Huh? Why?
Yeah. Why didn't you break? I like your discipline.
Yeah, it was like it was like what if we just had one? I was like, we're so close.
Do you, what about an edible? An edible doesn't have any like caloric intake.
You got some?
No.
So no nicotine.
No, I'm kidding. I do.
No nicotine, no THC, no alcohol.
Yeah, we're trying.
No, pure soap.
Raw dogging.
Wait, so would you take an edible?
Yeah, I'd have to like really microdose it though.
No, of course. I'm not telling you to get fucking fucked up, but like if the point is to get a little loose,
I'd have to start at like 2.5 to 5.
It makes me cringe.
If the point is to get a little loose, a little woozy,
it gets crazy, bro.
See, no, but
no nicotine, no alcohol.
It just makes me soap.
No, we've actually been liking it.
No, the hardest part, that's not even the hard part. The hardest part is the fact that you're eating like a bird on top of it all. So it's not like you don't have,
I know exactly,
you're hungry at night and you're not just ripping the fucking Nick stick to just do something. You're just pure suffering.
I'll tell you his how many calories.
He's hardly eating any calories.
No, that's not true. I had like pineapple last night. I had popcorn.
Pineapple,
I love, I have like a bowl of popcorn every night. It's like 140 calories, big ass bowl.
I mean, but you said you were eating like what, 1800 calories, something like that.
Yeah, like 1800.
Once it hit, you had 1,800 calories
at breakfast. No, at breakfast already. I had two breakfast meetings from 8 to 9. I had a California parfait, which came with like fucking honey drizzle and his figs and all
parfait
this shit.
Fire.
Probably I ate granola. That. That's
and
so
granola,
many
right? So many calories. And then when Ice got there, I had my burrito. I only ate half of it. But I had a burrito. Obviously, the tortilla is flour, so it's fucking way up there.
I'm trying, man. I'm 2025. I'm trying to get back into a decent shape.
It's so hard, bro.
It's hard.
Night time. I'm so good during the day, but once it hits night, my
ooh,
wow.
My willpower just fucking, I don't know what happens. Dude, I know what in the brain chemistry happens.
You just get bored at night, and you're like,
yeah,
I just got to do
something. And I'm like, this would be the perfect time to just like put on something on YouTube or some movie or something.
Yeah, I
and
can
just
do it.
Order a pizza or Wingstop
and go nuts.
It's just when I stay, when I stay up late for no reason, that's when I fuck up. Like, it'll be 10:30. I already ate one meal after the watch party. I'm tired. I smoked. I could just go right to sleep. But I'm like, let me play one more game of 2K. And then I end up playing COD Wagers. And then it's 1:30. And I'm like, I'll dig into these hot fries.
Like, bro, hot fries were my like middle school favorite chip, I think. I don't think I've had them since.
I'm done eating spicy. Woke up the other night, like 3:30. I don't know. Just opened my eyes, burped up. Hot. Could barely breathe.
That used to happen to me before... So I'd be playing Halo 2 in like 10th grade or some shit. Go to sleep at like 2 or 3 in the morning. But right before I go to sleep, I'd have like a huge... What's so funny?
just waiting.
Dude, I can't even think now. It'd be like 2, 3 a.m. and I just have like a huge frozen fucking like chicken parm meal that I would just eat with like a bag of hot fries, soda. And then it's like 3 a.m. I go to sleep. 7 a.m. I wake up. Just
burping.
Fucking miserable. Burping, shitting.
Was it
but
Stover's?
I don't remember the brand.
Might have been Stover's, dude.
But it'd be like 7 a.m. The bus is coming. I don't even have time for a shower. My stomach hurts, so I can't go. I can't go shit. I hear the bus making its fucking loop. Oh, my God. I get on the bus. I'm farting. But I'm like, I'm holding it in because I don't want to fart and just get fucking roasted and made fun of.
What?
So I hold it in the whole day, my stomach. Then I go to the nurse's office, say like I'm sick.
Got a tummy ache. Send me
but
home.
But I really just have to shit my fucking brains out. That was like half of my high school career right there.
I can't believe like
that story right there was like half of my life.
Bro, it's got to be a 90s. I mean, I don't know, but like farting in public amongst my friends was not a shameful thing.
As long as there's no girls around, you're good. If it's guys, I'm, back in the day, I'm ripped. Now I'm not.
I was also new at the school.
Back in the day, I was ripping.
My boy used to do
I was a new kid at the school, so.
My boy I used to do this. In. My boy Los.
I used to go to the nurse's office and try to put on absolute performances.
Oh, same. Until I figured
my
out,
my mom would
like,
get so pissed. The nurse would call.
I figured it out though. I'd ask to go to the bathroom and then switch floors. I'd go down like three floors.
Rich
or
ass
so,
high
like,
school.
Maybe two. Yeah, two
rich
floors.
Ass high school.
My shit had shit. One floor.
Back up.
People were fighting.
Yeah, fights.
My high school didn't culture. Have door stalls. Yeah, like I told this story a million times. Wheeling High School, man. No door stalls. You'd walk
you just
in.
Had a shit?
In the foyer, bro, in the middle where everybody hangs out. You would walk in, you look to the right, and there's three motherfuckers taking a shit. You're like, oh.
How is that even legal? Like, their dicks are out and shit.
Well.
Not like, how is that?
Our it's, school, it's, everyone
it's,
used to
it's like inappropriate.
It's all dudes.
I guess the showers and stuff.
Yeah. Everyone used lunchtime as like the time to go get their nicotine in. They'd all go in there and dip.
Dip?
Yeah, just like go into the stalls and pack a lip because there wasn't like Zins and shit back
just
then. So they
stand
would, like,
there
go
with
in
a
there.
Fucking lip.
No, see? They'd sit on the toilet. Fucking everyone had lips in. Not me. I never did it because I would have thrown up all over the place.
Yeah,
but that's what everyone would do.
I remember the first time I did that. I was on Fifth Street walking home and I had a lip in and my boy started throwing up.
Yeah.
I was crying.
I was pretty much that guy.
Long cut.
Yes,
Copenhagen.
Bro. That shit'll have you on cloud nine, bro.
I was playing like Halo 3 at my friend's house and they like invited, these were like older people and they like invited girls over and shit. And by the time the girls got there, I like packed a lip in. We were just playing Octagon. You like lose track of time. And next thing I know, I'm just like, holy shit. And I have to go to the bathroom, start puking.
I do.
And I'd lay there for like 2 hours. The girls arrive, look at me. Just fucking such a bad experience. I don't think I've done it since. I feel like once you get sick on it once, you just don't even want to.
No,
it's
dabble into it again.
Yeah, that wasn't big in our.
Not a great feeling.
In my group of friends, like nobody dips. Not a single one.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for seeing me on such short notice.
No worries, Nicholas. You know I'm always here for you. What's been going on?
Where do I start? Yesterday, I ran for the first time in forever, fell, scraped my knee, rage quit my run, went home, got in the cold plunge, dog instantly bites the plunge while I'm inside of it, water starts leaking, my whole yard starts flooding. And then, I've been playing ranked lately, my teammates are so bad, they're flipping spawns, and I've been chat banned, so I can't even plug in my mic and just verbally annihilate them like I want to.
Okay, Nick, well,
dude,
I can't.
And Hitch lately, he comes to the Flycast late, we have guests, the guests are waiting on us, yesterday he didn't even shower.
Nicholas! I can't help you with any of that. Maybe the rotated stuff. But high key, you just gotta stop being a little baby. Toughen up.
Okay, damn. Wait, today's the last day to file taxes?
Nick, please tell me you have Cash App.
Damn, asking for the session money already?
Dude, Nick, no. With Cash App, it's simple, safe, and free to file your taxes.
Really?
And I know you legit have no patience, but it's only gonna take a few minutes.
I have patience.
You could even snap a pic or your W-2 and add it automatically.
Oh, well, that actually does sound nice. Thank you for at least helping me with one thing, but that still doesn't help the fact that Hitch shows up late every single time. And when it's just my session on the podcast, he's 30 minutes late.
This podcast is brought to you by Factor. Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals. Based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goal this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/optic50off and use code OPTIC50OFF to get 50 off your first box plus free shipping. That's code OPTIC50OFF at factormeals.com/OPTIC50OFF. Optic 50 off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Really? Formal top 10 in Marvel
Rivals. Speaking of dipping, speaking of making iced tea for the homies.
Yeah, no, Matt's a freak for that, bro.
Dude, he just loves. God, I'm so jealous of
how good
one
he is
thing about him. He's just
what the hell? Yeah, what the
hell? He's just so fucking locked, just cracked, just loves this shit.
I wanna see the video where he puts up those Christmas lights around his window.
There's no way
he did not do any of that.
Ain't no way he did that.
He definitely woke up one day and they were just there.
He was like, nice.
Oh, now thanks, I could babe. See now I could see Formal's window. I'm gonna look for those.
You know it now?
We're right there.
Yeah, no, this guy's a freak, bro. He's put so many hours into this game and top six, dude. I was like, when people came into my chat and started saying that, I was like, what? Like, you guys are trolling, right? And then I saw the picture. I was like, dude, this guy's a freak.
Literal.
It's got to be like 12 to 16 hours a day.
Oh, no, he's like, when he gets on, he is on for
a
while.
Bro, he's dominating.
It just locked the whole time.
Bro, but think about it, right? Like, he's top six in a brand new game that he just picked up, and he just said, fuck it, I'm going to be good at this. And then if there was a tiny little bit of enjoyment, he got to number six.
The weird part about it is, have you ever actually watched Matt play a fucking mouse and key game? He just sits there like a casual dad typing on his fucking computer.
He's like this?
Like, he's just like this. Like, it's not like fucking keyboard slanted, arm out, using his fucking, like, he's literally like barely moving his wrists, his keyboard, everything's at the edge, and he just.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the most casual. Like,
what is this?
I'd watch him play Valorant.
Hours played?
300.
I bet he's played some off-stream, too.
Holy fuck, brother.
Wait, what is it?
Make that big? 13.8.
Damn, bro. I mean, I'm so jealous of just like, because I know while he's doing this.
16?
While he's doing this.
What the fuck?
17.4. While he's doing this, he's actually just fucking enjoying it.
Yeah, I know. He's just dominating.
And like, I'm so jealous of that.
Seth's looking
17,
fits.
13, 15, 15, 11, 11. Dude, this guy's a freak, man. Guy's a fucking
loves it.
And if he loves it, man.
He's the man, though.
If he's happy doing it, man, keep doing you. Because I wish I could just sit down, lock in, and just fucking love it. Just love the game. Focus. Be good. Enjoy myself. Close matches. It's a fucking adventure of a day.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, man. I'm jealous.
I thought that we were going to have that with this Call of Duty, because it was like from the beginning you could just tell the Omni movement was going to be fucking sick, and then it wasn't.
This game has so much potential, man. It's fucking pathetic.
Pathetic.
It's pathetic.
Pathetic.
Season 2 comes out January 28th, I believe, and that's when the anti-cheat is supposed to be out as well. So we'll see how that goes.
They always have something up their sleeve to like, everyone come back.
Yeah. Yo, but listen, I'm hoping that
I don't
does
know if it's going to work this time because Rivals is out. And Rivals is like the game right now that everyone's playing. So
you like it?
I like it a lot. I think Rivals is a ton of fun.
I wouldn't even know where to begin to
bro, I was watching it yesterday and I'm just like,
yeah, no.
It's a lot.
You should try to play it. I'm the same way. I've only played once for like 3 hours. But before I played, I would watch it. And I'm like, what the fuck is going? What's the objective? Like, even while I started playing, I was like, I still don't even know what I'm playing for here. I'm just shooting fucking things. But once you start playing, you kind of start getting the grip of it and fucking start to understand a little bit. And it's actually like I was kind of excited to like keep playing.
If you're new to that genre, like a hero shooter, you have to play it to learn it. You're not going to be able to watch it and learn it. Because there's so many abilities, and the abilities do, like, little things that you have to, like, actually see and read what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, I love
it. It's so much, so many characters that have, everyone has different abilities. That's like,
I mean, Shroud was talking about getting a rivals team, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is there tournaments for that shit? Because I got the number six fucking player ready to fucking go. You know what I'm saying? I got the number six player ready to fucking go.
No, seriously.
I'm serious.
I don't know. Yeah, I think there's been like Twitch rivals, like stuff like that. I don't know if there are like actual tournament. Actually, I think there are because their Twitch channel's live a lot, and I think they actually do run tournaments. I don't know how big they are, like, but I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah.
It's actually like satisfying getting kills on that game too, or like headshots. Little fucking dink sound or something. It's actually like kind of satisfying. I think you'd have fun, Bose, if it was like, if we just had like a team of shitters, like me, you, Zinni, Juki J.
Oh, I'm sorry, Juke.
Just five like shitters that, I don't know. I think that'd be fun.
What did you guys do for those 12 hours that TikTok was banned?
Slept.
Almost didn't change my life at all.
Me either.
I deleted the app.
Was kind of like, happy it got banned so I could see people suffer, honestly.
As you said that, Iz just texted me a TikTok.
Not the people who are making money. Just the people who are addicted to it. If you're making like money on there, I'm sorry.
You
want to
watch me suffer?
But yeah, the people who are just obsessed with it, I was kind of happy for them watching them lose their mind.
Oh, we got your ass now. That is the only thing that I missed, like the all, because TikTok is all UFOs for me, all UFOs, ancient Egypt, fucking pyramids of Central America, all that.
Yo, let's look at our screen time right now.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
shit.
Curious
of TikTok.
No, just screen time in general. I haven't looked at mine in a while.
Mine might be crazy, but yeah? it don't count though, because I watch like YouTube videos from my phone.
Screen.
How do I find it?
My daily average is 2 hours and 58 minutes.
God.
Where do you see that?
It's not going
to
be
just,
good.
Just type. Go to your settings and type in screen time.
You be typing shit in?
Yeah, just go to your settings and type screen time.
No, it didn't come up.
5 hours.
Five hours?
I just don't know if I believe this shit, because to
Wait,
be honest, I have to be on my phone more than 5 hours.
Here. Screen time somewhere right there.
How do I see last
week? Mine's 7.
Screen time, 6:21.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe this. Mine says daily average 5 hours.
You're doubling mine.
But does it count? Like if my phone's sitting there like this for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Just
so messages 4 hours and 44 minutes in my iMessage. Is that normal?
4 hours.
Oh yeah, this doesn't count. Mine doesn't count.
So like Instagram 3 hours and 50. YouTube 2 hours and 24. X, it went up dramatically to 2 hours and 6. I don't know why. Oh, I started watching videos on there too. You know how they have the scroll now and autoplays, which is even better.
You'll see a murder, scroll past it.
ChatGPT, you don't want to know. Twitch 25 minutes, weather 23 minutes. My Twitch and weather time are the same.
Damn, you're not on
my
Twitch.
YouTube.
How are you
is the
on
most?
Weather
23
minutes?
7 hours?
Yeah,
it might be
YouTube.
Wrong then.
Yeah, I don't really believe it.
Yeah, I've been trying to cut back on my phone screen time as well.
What are you at, 3?
258.
Damn.
But a lot of it's Twitch.
Yeah,
just, I like throw Twitch on whenever I'm like on the couch or something.
I'm sure that if you're just the creator, then that's easier to do. Because you got your computer and, you know, you can take it on there.
258? So you're just not on your phone talking to anybody?
What do you mean?
258 for the week?
258 average.
Yeah, he don't
put
it on
a day.
Phone.
Okay,
he don't text.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
It's like number one is Twitch, number two is Instagram.
Mm.
So I've been on the reels a little bit, so I'm not completely
off the grid.
The IG reels.
I'm not completely not guilty here. I'm
innocent.
A little bit innocent.
God, I gotta get my shit together.
All right. The Mr. Beast thing, partnering with billionaires to place a bid to buy TikTok.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I mean, what does it matter now?
He just said,
I mean,
should I TikTok buy?
No, because Trump gave him 90 days, mm-hmm. basically. Okay. I think. I could be talking on my ass, but I'm pretty sure he gave whoever TikTok 90 days to find a suitable buyer until it gets banned again. And if they don't find a suitable buyer in 3 months, it gets banned again.
And the reason for the banning is?
Just China fucking, I don't know, but I think it's because of the China
information
leak.
Okay,
yeah,
that's all.
It's just China's basically has access to 170 million United States users.
Yeah,
which is how many people have it, and they're using their information,
dude,
for whatever. Old, I don't know what the fuck they're using it for.
It's,
but
it's older folk.
I could be wrong about that.
It's older folk that are somewhat paranoid. I mean, if you, I don't have a dog in the fight. I couldn't give a fuck whether it gets banned or not. I don't use it as much.
But do you care if China has your data?
No.
Oh,
neither
yeah, right
do
here.
I. Who gives a fuck?
Due to the U.S. government's concern over potential user data collection and influence operations by the
Matt,
government of the peoples.
Do the same thing. Say, how much data does TikTok collect versus any other platform?
Like, what kind of data could they be getting? Like, just, I don't understand how that works.
What we're interested in?
Yeah, what we're interested
what
in.
We like.
I think the way that the people that are put in place to protect us from ourselves, in theory, what they're looking at is like, okay, so, all right, right here. According to information, TikTok collects a similar amount of data as Facebook, with both platforms gathering extensive information like personal details, device data, browsing activity, and location, meaning there isn't a significant. So I guess what the old folk are thinking is like, okay, well, if China has access to TikTok, that means that if TikTok gives access to the router so they could get Wi-Fi, now it has access to that Wi-Fi, and subsequently, anytime that they share a TikTok with one of their friends, now they're giving us access to their iMessage, so now we have an in to iMessage through their blah, 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 blah.
Still, I just don't
they
care.
Ain't looking at me, man.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I'm saying.
China
I don't
give
a shit.
A fuck about me.
Yeah, just feed me what I need to be fed to be numb, and I'm good.
TikTok was a movement, though, man. When I feel like it should have just got permanently banned, because that would have been like a moment in like U.S. history.
But for what, though? To what end?
It was just such a huge like social media platform, like just completely took over for what, like 6 years or something?
Yeah, but like, okay, they banned. Why would it have marked a moment?
Like, huge.
Yeah, I guess.
It was insane. There's like COVID and then there's TikTok.
Yeah.
Like two of the biggest moments that have happened.
You better cock that tree.
Yeah. Scump Skin on the grade. Congratulations, man. It looks fucking sick.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it looks fire.
Look at that. Yo, does that not look like the drawing
like
the that I had
kid.
Made of you?
Looks exactly like the kid.
Yeah, no, it is like one for one. It's kind of crazy. Even the voice lines, we were playing it yesterday.
Yeah.
Shit's so fire.
Wait, what sort of voice lines do you have?
I couldn't tell you exactly. I sat in my room for like 3 hours, just 3 second break, voice line. 3 seconds.
All right, give me
voice
one of the voice lines.
Huh?
Give me a voice
line. I don't remember what I said, but this was like a month ago.
Did 3 hours and you just listened to him yesterday? You don't remember what you said?
Get in the grid.
Get in the grid.
It'll be like supply crate or like shit like that.
Supply crate. No, hold on. Tell us how you said it. Like, give us a voice line.
I don't know. Supply crate over here. Like, shit like that.
Supply
like,
crate
I didn't
over
say
here.
It like crazy or anything.
Hey, guys, I'm the Scumpy Supply Crate over here.
Supply crate. Now get to the grid.
Yeah, there's like, I mean, dude, I'm telling
Zinni's
you
on
thousands
the way.
Of things that I said. I can't.
Help's on the way.
And
grab that supply crate.
Yeah, shit like that.
Ammo up.
But then there's like fucking, there's
back
an emote.
Down. Sorry.
It's all right.
Well, we have to do it because you're not giving it to us, so we're just making shit up. All
right. Well, there's a couple emotes and shit in there. There's one where I'm like sitting down. Blake was doing one yesterday. There's one in the game where you're just like humping the air, and seeing myself hump the air in game was like
makes you want to do it.
It was just unreal. I was like, dude, what is going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. When Neuralink gets implanted in you, and one day you all of a sudden you do a move that you didn't do, it somebody else is moving you. So fucking be wary immediately. Someone's
okay,
controlling
you're on some
you.
Crazy shit right oh, there. But yeah, that's... huge shouts out to Off the Grid. The skin turned out amazing. There's a bunch of dicks on it. Like,
okay.
All over the skin. Dude, it's just
what?
Off the
Wait,
grid.
What?
Like,
what did I just hear?
There's, like, penises on the skin. Like, just little penises, like, all over the skin.
Okay, time out. Like, tattoos?
No, like, on the belt, on the... Like,
on your belt, there's penises?
On the pants, there's a couple, yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I get, but why?
Because Off the Grid, that's just kind of how their game is. They don't really take it too seriously. The voice, like, the lines in-game are, like... Something like a stripper's panties, like shit like that. Like it, they.
That's a voice line of you?
No, I didn't say that. But no, they say like just a lot of off the wall things. So the game doesn't really like take itself too seriously.
They call Seth Mr. Bajapanti, and
hey, makes me want to play the
Bajapanti.
Game.
Bajapanti.
Yeah, no, it's fun. They got a nice little community over there too. Everyone came in. They were showing love. They were Yeah, they were showing a lot of love. So
as happy as I am for you, a different video game should have had this done a while ago. Yep.
Well, it was in the works. We are again. We know how that happened.
Anyway, that's
what happened there.
I think the graphics look fucking great. It looks exactly like you got the good mustache. They gave you a thicker neck.
Yeah, a little bit thicker neck. I mean, they couldn't give me a skinny ass neck in game. I got to look like a fucking trooper. You know, I can't look
absolutely
like a little bitch.
You do. You do look like a. I like it. Everything about it.
But yeah, Matt, go down. You're looking. Is this my stream tweet? Yeah. What the hell? Scroll down on my Twitter. Did the go live? Hold on. Keep going. 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 Keep going.
I saw.
Yeah, right there. Skin that I've had in the game. It looks.
Oh,
amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah, man.
You got money on your eyesight?
Damn, it looks good.
The attention to
those
detail,
new glasses.
You got the scump written.
There's a dick.
On the gun.
On the gun.
Oh, I see it.
Okay. Oh, my.
Sitting down
I would not have caught
chair,
that.
Just like this one, ready to fuck.
Yeah, it's absolutely fire. We had a good time yesterday.
Oh.
Yo, this is hard. I cannot wait to run.
Bro, this looks so good.
And do that to people. So hard. Oh, I know what that is.
Dude,
that's
I love
the
that.
New
just seeing a little mini version of yourself.
Dude, it's crazy.
Point that drags in
the red hair.
And then
the crown.
And it is included in the scum character
you
pack.
Can bounce that
once
shit, detonate it. The game's a lot of fun, man. It got a lot of attention
insane
when it first came out.
It's
all the streamers were playing it.
In a game,
the game's a ton of fun.
Fly.
It's really unique, too. It's like...
off the grid.
Looks good. So is it like a BR mixed?
Yeah, it's a BR. It's a BR like resurgence style. So you, like if you die, you come back to like the halfway point of the game, then you have to get bought back. But it's just really fast paced. All the limbs have like different abilities that come with them. So you like loot limbs, and then certain limbs have different just abilities. So it's crazy. It's crazy. It's very unique, and they actually did a big controller overhaul recently. Which I played mouse and key when it first came out. Now I played controller yesterday, and it feels really good. So a lot of people were like, when is controller going to get fixed? And they did a good job with it. So, yeah, if you're interested, check it out. It's free to play as well. Free to play on Epic and the console. This is not a hashtag ad either.
No hashtag
get
ad.
Right now. It is a hashtag ad, but not right now.
Yeah. What's this?
Yeah, there's dicks everywhere,
all over.
So did they trace yours?
Yeah, that's what it looks like, man. Life size.
You bet.
Not a lot, but it's honest.
It's an honest man's
it's
work.
It's honest. It's not a lot, but it's honest. Yeah, nope. Huge shouts out to them, man. Thank you to everyone that showed love because it came out great.
That's sick.
Did a lot of work for it. Went into like a trailer where they do like movie stars, like Harrison Ford. They said they did recently. Someone else, I forget who it was, but Harrison Ford was the one that I was like, holy shit. But you go into like this trailer and it's like 80 like Canon cameras and you do like...
movements? They put the lights on you?
You make like faces and stuff and they take pictures and that's how they like get your
model
face
it
and everything in the game. And I was there for like maybe 2 hours just... or maybe not that long, but just...
Is it true that you had to be naked the entire time?
No, I didn't have to be naked, thankfully. That would have been embarrassing for... it was two guys there. I didn't want to put them to shame.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's who it would have been embarrassing for.
Absolutely. I didn't want to, you know... But yeah, it was... and then the VO work, a lot of prep, a lot of calls and stuff. So for it to come out and look good, it's good feeling.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I fuck with it, man.
No, I do.
Makes me want to just play the game just to
you
play
stump,
as you and do some, and do some dumb shit.
Yeah, there were a bunch of people running around as me. I was getting in fights with people.
Killing
people,
yourself.
People were stream sniping us as me.
As
I was like,
just
dude, come
on.
A
team of scumps?
Yeah.
Just fucking
no, literally.
Jump. Yeah,
like a team of them would just stream snipe us. I'm like, dude.
That's so sick.
You know what they have to do? What they have to do now is a lot, like... the CDL, for example, you know how we sell our stuff? Like, you play with the cat, right? Like, you have a cat head in yours?
And COD?
Yeah.
No, I play with the optic operator now.
I know, but...
I did, yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could... you still use the head of the cat, but with the optic operator?
Like, mix and match?
Yeah
that would be fire.
I think that's like, the next step, I think, to be able to separate the actual outfit and then apply that to a specific entity.
Head.
Yeah.
They need to fix the anti-cheat first.
Well,
because yesterday we actually ran into a blatant just rage hacker, and it was like right as I was getting off to go on off the grid, yeah. But it was just like, dude, just killed everyone's vibe. It's like, yeah. Why, bro?
So,
well, that's what we're trying to figure out. Because look, obviously, like Call of Duty, right? It's a video game, yeah, right. But when was the last time you played? I mean, probably you. But when's the last time you played the campaign? Never. So you buy it for the.
Never ever
for the multiplayer service that they provide. So I also I consider that I haven't played since Crossing the Rhine in Call of Duty 2. I haven't played a single, not even Call of Duty 4 have I played a single campaign. I buy Call of Duty to compete against other people. So when the service that I'm paying for in this thing, right, isn't working and there is hackers and they're not upkeeping their end of this transaction, like I feel a certain type of way. And it's like it's everywhere. Like everybody's saying that no one's having fun. Think about the amount of people that are leaving constantly because they're not maintaining their service that they provide to their audience. That's an issue for me. Because it's like the only reason why I play Call of Duty is so that I can play against other people who like this game also. And for them to not take care of it, it's a little bit disheartening.
Yeah, I have been having fun on it though because I took a month break off. So when I came back to it, I've probably been playing it for probably a week now in the mornings. So I'll do like in the mornings, I'll play for like 3 to 4 hours and then I'll watch optic scrims or just do something else, or I got to go do the watch party. So playing it in small doses has been a lot of fun, but definitely can't play it for like a full 8 hours.
An 8 hour sesh.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that. But in small doses, it's fun playing with like Octane and Slacked and all them.
But is it safe to say that if there was zero hackers that you would play that more often?
At this point, I think I'd still play it in small doses, but it would make those doses a lot more fun and just a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah.
And maybe, yeah, it would make me want to play for a little bit longer, but even when I play with them, they're like, yeah, after like the 4 or 5 hour mark, it's like, okay, I got my fix.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of looking for something else. So
I like it. I like the game. I don't play a lot, but I don't run into cheaters because I'm in gold, so it's pretty fun for me. So, when I do get a chance to play,
February 10th,
ladies and gentlemen, is Optic Night at the Mavs.
Play the Kings.
We play the Kings.
Kings.
We play the Kings. Tickets are in the description of this video. Make sure that you click it. Obviously, if you are an attendee who used our link to get a ticket, you're going to get a hat, a shoe bag, and you're going to get meet and greet access. I think that this year we're only doing photos, no autographs. So make sure the amount of time that we have. The reason we're doing this is because the line is way too long always. And if we spend time signing everything, it just kills the people who got there late. You know what I mean? So as if we do a picture, which in my opinion might be a little bit easier to do.
Oh,
it.
Yeah,
remember
for
the
sure.
Huntsman when we did
I
the
mean,
Huntsman?
Yeah, someone comes up,
boom, boom,
say
boom.
What's up, picture. Yeah, for sure. Because with autographs, like, it's so hard when people bring up like three things and they're like, yo, my boy couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Can you sign this too? And then you sign three things and then that
then
kind of.
Then you take
like,
a picture anyway.
And then you take a picture as well. So,
yeah,
just a picture will definitely keep the line moving and get everybody
a good
an opportunity.
Pick
yeah.
With the boys. Mavs night is February 10th. Tickets are in the description. VIP tickets, get a hat, the shoe bag. The hat is dope. It's corduroy. It's got very good details. The shoe bag, obviously, it's a shoe bag in the meet and greet access.
Wait, is it the blue hat with the green?
Yeah.
Yeah, that hat's fire.
Yeah.
Man, let me shoot a hat.
What's up, man? Yo, can we take a moment?
Halftime, half-court shot.
Can we take a moment to appreciate the fucking skill that this man's bringing to the table on a fucking weekend basis?
Yeah.
That boy's going off crazy.
Just ready for a fucking day of grinding. Wait, Hook, what are you doing? You don't got scrims. He don't give a shit.
Hell yeah. You got the
that's right.
Always working, man. Always working.
That's
right.
What happens. You don't always come here working. To sit around, baby. You come to Optic to work your ass off.
God damn right. Let me shoot a half court shot at this thing. You got any?
You
cool
wanna? I think we all should.
I think we all should too.
I drain that shit.
I actually NBA half court shot.
Well, it's the same thing as
full stadium, everyone's watching. You choke.
No one's watching.
You choke
no
and slip and fall. Yeah, but think about this.
Yeah, it's not even about the shot. Just completely.
It's the most embarrassing
the
moment
slip,
of your life.
Fall, butt cheeks are out. I shit myself. I see flashes.
You hear the crowd start going a little bit louder.
Yeah, see, but the way that I'm thinking about it is like you have a chance of making a half-court shot in front of fuck, and you have this video for the rest of your life.
Yeah, let's do
you
it.
You can make a poster out of
you
it.
Can
like
set it up. Let's do it.
All right, I'm gonna put.
I'm just throwing that idea. No pressure,
Matt. Can you get Roger on it? Roger. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. My man Crimsix placed third at Daytona. First time driving that Supra, and obviously this is a higher level of competition than it was last year. So for him to step up to the plate on a brand new higher level on a brand new car. In a higher level of skill, and for him to place P3, like, gosh darn, this
that's
boy
a crazy
moves.
Sentence to say. Crim6 gets P3 at Daytona.
Yeah, that
like,
is
what did you
crazy.
Think he would ever fucking... I mean, everyone sort of always knew he was into, like, cars and going fast and the racing style, but just to say that sentence and for him to actually pursue it, go through all the fucking little... the AMI leagues, the challengers, like... And for him to stick with it, how he has, and like the passion that he has for it,
Roger.
It's just, it's dope to see.
What's up, man? Why you stop all abruptly like that? You mad? Yo, hey, for the Mavs night, we want to shoot a half court shot. Yo, can we take a moment to appreciate the level of skill that Shotzi brings to the table on a weekend by weekend basis?
Come on.
Content, streams, wins.
Got on bait.
High KDs. What doesn't he
magic,
do?
The man's magic. So yeah. Congratulations to Crim6. I obviously wish I would have been able to be there in person. Hopefully we get a chance to go out and see him. You know, obviously
I thought he crashed or something though.
What the hell?
I don't know if he did or didn't, but what I was gonna say on this topic,
he fucking crashed. The hell?
I thought he was in the hospital.
Okay, relax.
Bad fucking back.
All right, so
yeah,
to end
the dangerous game.
To end
that,
I will say that I remember this. Distinctly, when we went to do the turtle wax thing in Vegas, remember I took everyone, bro. He told me like we got off the track and he's like, yo, I just did point, and I don't remember the exact because I just did 0.5 seconds less than that. 3 more seconds and I could go pro. And I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, I just talked to the guy and he said that if I really wanted to, I could. And now look,
yeah,
that might have been the moment.
I mean, dude, he's even been because. All the drivers are obviously like smaller and he's been in the gym consistently. He's lost a lot of weight. I mean, the dude fucking, he's dedicated himself to this.
Yeah.
No, on top of all of his streams and whatever else he's gotten going on. But I thought, and maybe it was another race, but I thought he did put out a video that he crashed.
No, he's crashed a couple of times.
Yeah. It was like something like this.
Yeah.
Started off the race, went pretty well.
Well, there's crashes and then there's like bumps, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he got in an accident, but like kept going. I just didn't know he placed third.
Bro, he's insane, bro. Like I like to go fast, but not that fast.
He's good at interviews and shit now. It seems like Crim has like found himself, sort of.
He leveled up.
Yeah,
literally.
I think he like has leveled up. Like,
well, think about it.
His
hair looks better. He's way fitter. He's doing something that he obviously has always loved. Look at that. He's I'm really, really happy for him.
Yeah. Same.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, man. Indeed.
Just fucking exhausted. I wonder how sweaty you are after something like that.
I don't know.
There's no AC in those. Especially. So, depends.
It's
probably, what, like 65 degrees over there? Where's that, Florida?
Yeah, it was Florida. Well, right now it's like fucking 20 and it's snowing. But
in Florida?
Florida? Yeah.
Yeah, bro, the really? Whole coast of the Gulf is snow.
I know Houston was getting snow today.
Bro, Houston, Louisiana, fucking Atlanta.
Galveston.
I'm going to back at a party on the weather app.
Yeah, please. Max Velocity, my weatherman, has been keeping me up to date with all of the... There is a...
Fort Lauderdale 74 right now.
It was cold today.
No, you got to look at the map.
Went to take Chewy to the park today.
Yeah.
Just windy, cold, 15 degrees. I'd let him take a piss, and we came right back.
You should have put on. Why don't you put on your varsity jacket on top of a hoodie?
One of those?
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Yeah, you fucking do.
Yeah, you fucking do.
Daytona 60 right now.
What?
Everyone got one. I made sure that everybody got one of these.
I don't think I have one. If I do, I don't know where it is, but I don't think I have one. Because that's something like I get and I hang. I don't just leave it in the box.
Yeah, fuck. You're fucking right.
Yep, that goes right there.
All right, one last thing before we go, guys. The Optic Texas jerseys are on sale next week. The current Optic Gaming jerseys are on sale already. And obviously, since we can't compete under Optic Gaming, we have to release the Optic Texas jerseys, which are fucking phenomenal this year, by the fucking way. But once ESWC comes around, you are going to be seeing our boys in the Optic Gaming jerseys, one specifically made for that tournament, for that Saturday at least. And we continue on. I asked the people in the chat. You were there, you weren't there, Nick. And Matt, you obviously give me your opinion too. I asked them, I'm like, yo, what do you guys want to see this year for Optic Day? Do you guys want to see a new hockey jersey or a new football jersey? What do you guys think?
Football.
Foosball.
I got two hockey jerseys.
Hockey.
Hockey said fuck hockey. What about you, James? What do you think? Hockey? All right.
Did we have a hockey?
Yeah, a dope-ass one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to have it somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's the one that we gifted.
Post Malone?
Yeah, Post Malone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, give us your opinions on the thoughts that we have displayed on this podcast the entire hour, and we'll try to get back to them last week. Matt, do we have any comments from the audience from last episode or no?
Yeah, and make sure you tell us, what do we invest in? Trump, MLG, 420, NoScope. What cryptos this week, chat? Let us know.
Yeah, this is not the place for that, ladies and gentlemen. Do your own research, please.
Cock that T. Send me them coins.
Let's not get into the inauguration and subsequently what happened.
God, we choked. All right, I'm going to save it for the flycast.
I don't want nothing to do with none
of that shit. I washed my shit.
I want all the comments. Flycast, we'll talk about it all. Who did you vote for?
We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Peace.
Kennst du dieses Gefühl, wenn du eine neue Brille aufsetzt? Genau. Und jetzt stell dir vor, du erlebst es gleich zweimal. Kauf zwei Brillen oder Sonnenbrillen in Sehstärke und erhalte das günstigere oder gleichwertige Glaspaket geschenkt. Gilt für ausgewählte Glaspakete. Alltag oder Sonne. Brille oder Sonnenbrille. Deine Entscheidung. Klick auf den Banner und entdecke 2 für 1 bei Apollo.